So if growth is a problem, maybe what American companies need is a slow movement. You know, like slow food or slow travel. Imagine what it would be like to work at a place where life wasn't all about the bottom line.
Hi, this is Maria Brott. I'm the CEO of the company Bratt, and we are situated in Örnsköldsvik in the northern part of Sweden.
Bratt is a tech startup. It's got 22 employees, a healthy balance sheet, and also something a bit more unusual. It's got a six-hour workday. Now, here in the U.S., if you get a job at a tech startup, you expect to be working 12-hour days and living on Soylent. But not if you're in Sweden and Maria's your boss.
Well, my brother and my mother started a company. And my brother, he's like an expert in our business. And before he started here, he'd been working a lot, many hours. And at his last job, I think he decided to just work a little bit less. And he saw a lot of benefits for himself. So they discussed it before they were going to start to hire people. They had like a list, bad things, good things, what could be good and what could be bad. And there's a lot of benefits for the staff that's easy to see. Like, of course, you want to work less and get the same salary.
Really? So you pay your employees the same amount for a six-hour day as your competitors
yes.
pay for an eight-hour day?
Yes, we do. Because if we'd pay less, then they would probably have to find another job to cover up whatever they're missing. Uh-huh. And that would mean that they won't rest when they're supposed to rest. And our job is very creative. You have to work with your brain a lot. And you can only do that efficiently for a certain amount of time. And if you have to work longer, then you don't produce as much. So we find that we do what in 6 hours what other companies do in 8 hours. We've checked.
What do you mean you've checked? And how do you know that you're getting done in 6 hours what your competitors are doing in eight?
Well, some of the things we do, we can measure quite easily how much we produce. And we do know some of our competitors and we can ask them, how much do you do? And then we see that, well, we do the same.
Is this like how much code you write?
It could be something like how many articles can we write during one day? But that's not like the main thing. It's also think about how many people have read about us, heard about us and stuff. A lot of people want to work for us. So then we can attract them, we can hire them, but then also we'll keep them because we give them 6 hour workday.
What's your secret? I mean, how does your staff manage to do the same amount of work in 25% less time?
Yeah. Maybe the world has started to work too much. I think in many places it's going to the other way. Like you have to be online all the time. If you get an email at 10 o'clock at night, you're supposed to answer. If the phone rings when you're home, you're supposed to answer. And if you work a lot of overtime and you work and work and work, you get more and more tired and you produce less and less every hour. So by taking time off work, meaning like in the afternoon, in the evening, you get the break your brain needs to actually produce better the next day. And then you also get a more fun life because you can do other things.
Yeah. When you say you're more able to be more focused or more efficient at work, that must mean there are some things your staff aren't doing. I mean, I'm thinking about my own workday, which is considerably longer than 6 hours a day. And listening to you, I'm feeling guilty because I realize, okay, yes, I spend a certain amount of the workday, I don't know, surfing the web or checking Facebook. I mean, stupid
yes.
things that are just basically they're my way of giving my brain a rest for a bit.
Yes, you need a rest. And that's what you have to do that to get rest. And like in Sweden, what we do is we have I'm going to say it in Swedish, fika. We have coffee breaks. Not everywhere, but it's very common that like at 9 o'clock or 9:30, everyone gathers and have a coffee break. Yeah, yes,
great.
I know. And then you have lunch. And then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have another coffee break. And then you sit and chat with your colleagues. Of course, we don't have the coffee breaks because we think, well, if you're only working 6 hours, you don't have time for coffee breaks. But in Sweden, there's a lot of they are concerned because we don't have the coffee breaks and they are worried that we don't socialize so much because we just sit and work, like constantly. But we do socialize a lot. We have a good working environment, but maybe if I go and talk to someone and we say something and we laugh, I won't just stand there and chit chat for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'll do it in 3, mm-hmm. because both of us will feel, okay, that was fun, but now we want to work because we have things to do.
So people don't arrive to work and feel like it's a sprint for 6 solid hours. They're just working at high intensity.
No, I don't think so. I think people come to work feeling quite happy most of the time. But what I want them to use this time with is to make them feel better. Exercise or cook proper meal instead of eating something quick. Just see friends and do things that makes you happy.
So what is this like for you in practice in your own workday? For instance, I think it's about 4 in the afternoon for you. Are you done with work for the day?
Yes, this is actually overtime for me.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
But so what's your normal work day like? When do you get to work and when do you leave and what do you do after you leave work?
Well, since I'm a single mom, I have my children 2 weeks out of 3. So I'll rush to school, get the kids, go home, cook dinner, and then just be with the kids until it's time for them to go to bed. Basically, what I do is work and just family.
Maria Brott. She's the CEO of Brott, a Swedish tech startup with a 6-hour workday.